بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد آمين. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit one God Amen. الإنجيل بتاع النهاردة خطير. الله اللي كل العالم يخضع ليه، الله السماء والأرض تخضع ليه، يطلب من بطرس أن يروح يصطاد سمكة عشان يلاقي نار ذهب يدفع الجزية. حاجة عجيبة في حب ربنا. It is too truly wonderful that the Lord of hosts, who govern heaven and earth, and who have authority on all the creation, every creation in heaven and earth subjects to him, at the same time as we heard in Matthew chapter 17 from verse 24 to 27, he asked Peter and said to him that he had to go and to cast in a hook a fish that comes at first, and when he opened its mouth he will find a piece of money, golden money, and to give it as a taxation for himself and for his Lord Jesus Christ. من أجمل الحاجات اللي قدمها ربنا للإنسان واللي جاي أيضا مخصوص من أجلها فضيلة مهمة اسمها فضيلة الخضوع أو الطاعة. One of the very important virtues which the Lord specially came to grant us by His incarnation is the virtue of obedience and subjection. Usually we make a kind of correlation between objection and slavery, or between obedience and weakness of personality. Jesus Christ came specially to learn us that obedience means to be united with the Lord Himself, who accepted to obey not only His Father, but even His parents in the flesh, Saint Joseph, who adopted Him, and Saint Mary, and even to obey the civil laws. And He accepted to obey the taxation, although He is the Lord of all the universe. عجيب ربنا أحبائي لما يعالج الأمور ما يديش أوامر، لكن نزل وقال أنتوا قلقانين من إيه؟ نقول له الطاعة صعبة والخضوع صعب، كل واحد عايز يبقى رئيس، يقول لك ما تخافش أنا هبقى مطيع. والوهو الابن تعلم الطاعة مما تألم به في عبرانيين 5:5. اتعلم الطاعة مع انه هو المطاع من الكل، وادى الفرصة ان كل واحد يعتبر ان الكرامة ليه ان هو يطيع ويخضع حتى للدولة. دولة تقول عايزة تاكسيشن، عايزة ضريبة، يقول اوكي ادفع الضريبة بسيطة، ويقول لبطرس ادفع عني وعنك وروح اصطاد سمكة وتدفع عني وعنك. Truly our Lord Jesus Christ changed our concepts of everything, even of virtues. And we now look to obedience and subjection as a kind of sharing or participating in the nature or the characteristics of Jesus Christ Himself. أقول لك تطيع، تقول لي لا ده أنا الكبير. أقول لك المسيح الكبير أطاع وخضع. I remember the story of Saint Pachomius, the founder of the Sinopete system of monasticism. His system depends mainly on poverty by free will and obedience. Once Saint Pachomius was waiting for some of the hermits coming to visit him. His disciple Theodore or Tedros, and he was very beloved to him, said to him, "Father, how do you meet the hermits and your clothes are very poor? Please change these clothes." And he brought for him a new cloth. Saint Pachomius didn't take care about this and ignored the words of his disciple. Then he asked him again, and he also didn't care. He didn't care about the clothes, if it is new or old, if it is poor or not. On the third time, Theodore said to his father, Pachomius, "Please, dear father, change your clothes, because the hermits are coming, and you are the leader of all the monasteries." In the monastery of Bavaux, there were at that time more than 1,500 monks in one monastery, between 15 and 20 hundreds. And then Pachomius didn't also listen to the words of his disciple. And he met the hermits with his old clothes, which truly was unsuitable, but he didn't care about the appearance from outside. Afterwards, he entered his cell, and he made a kind of revision to what happened. And he started to weep. And he wept for a long time, it is said, for several years. And when they asked him, "Why you are weeping all these years?" he said, "I taught my disciples to obey, and I myself did not obey my disciple." He didn't say, "Oh, I am the leader of all the monasteries. He didn't say, "I am old and he is my disciple, very young. He has to obey me, but I don't care that I obey him." No. Obedience is very important for the priest, for the bishop, for the parents, for the kids. Everyone is in need to participate in the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. أو تفتكروا الطاعة بس الولاد يطيعوا والديهم، لكن الطاعة دي فضيلة نجري وراها ونتعلم بكل قلبنا وبكل يعني اشتياقاتنا الداخلية ازاي الواحد يطيع على قدر المستطاع، بس طاعة في الرب. الطاعة بتخليني شريك للمسيح الذي أطاع حتى الموت، موت الصليب. What is the meaning of obedience؟ إيه معنى الطاعة أو الخضوع، subjection؟ We do not obey or subject to men. We are obedient, and we are truly in this sharing the Lord Himself, who became obedient on our behalf. ولاد ربنا أحبائي يتمنوا يطيعوا لأنهم بيشاركوا المسيح في الطاعة. The Christian person usually is focusing his eyes on Jesus Christ. He wants to imitate him, and he wants also to participate in his characteristics and to share him his life, regardless all the circumstances surround him, regardless all the opinions of men who are surrounding him. ولاد ربنا عينيهم دايما على المسيح، نفسي ابقى زيه، مسيحي أطاع حتى الموت، موت الصليب. أنا ما استاهلش إن أنا أشارك المسيح بتاعي هذه الطاعة. Truly I am unworthy to share my Lord Jesus Christ in his obedience until the death through the cross. ولاد ربنا باستمرار اشتياق قلبهم انهم يطيعوا او اشتياق قلبهم ان يبقوا زي المسيح. When we ask Saint Paul about his goal, he will say, "Oh, I want to be on the same level as Jesus Christ," in his epistle to the Ephesians. He desired to be his like his Lord, not in the glory, but in his suffering, in his love, in his obedience, in his subjection. And through these things, he will truly pass over this world and share the Lord in his glorification. His competition with others was how to imitate the Lord in his practical love and in his suffering and in his obedience. ده أحبائي الصراع اللي كان في داخل قلب القديس بولس الرسول, إزاي يجري لكي يكون على شبه المسيح حاملا طاقات المسيح لكي يكون مطيعا محبا وحامل يبلغ إلى ملء قامة المسيح. What is the meaning also of obedience? Obedience means to crucify my own will and to accept the other's will, but in Jesus Christ. الطاعة أن أنا أصلب بروح ربنا الذات أو الأنا أو الإيجو لكي تحل إرادة الآخرين في المسيح يسوع نيابة عن إرادتي. Saint Paul, or we can say Saul, the persecutor of the Christians, when the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself to him on his way to Damascus, and he confessed and he was baptized in Damascus, and he started to preach. After some years, he returned to Jerusalem and he said that he met many of the pillars of the church, like Saint Peter, Saint Jacob, and Saint John. Why? He said, "I made a kind of revision of about my preaching." And he said, "I was afraid that I would struggle or working in vain." How is it? You are chosen by God, and you said, "I was chosen even while I was in the womb of my mother." God himself revealed himself to him. He was gifted in preaching. He attracted many people to Christ, and many were converted to Christianity. But God asked him to go to Jerusalem and to make a revision with the disciples and the apostles. Why? To learn how to be obedient, to learn to be to subject to others in Jesus Christ. بولس الخطير في خدمته اللي يقول ان ربنا دعاني وانا ايه؟ وانا في بطن امي, انا جوه احشاء امي دعيت لهذا العمل. بولس الرسول اللي يقول لم استلم الدعوة من لحم ودم بل باعلان من الله. بولس اللي كان مضطهد وصار كارزا, اللي جرى بولس باعلان من الله يذهب الى اورشليم ويبتدي يراجع حساباته ما اللي دعاهم أعمدة الكنيسة بطرس ويعقوب ويوحنا لئلا يكون قد تعب باطلا. ايه ده؟ قال دي سمة الطاعة اللذيذة. If God wanted from his special apostle who was well gifted and who made many miracles and who had a great influence on the Gentiles and the Jews, and truly he was one of the greatest apostles, he asked him to work through obedience and subjection. What about us? Do you feel it is shame to be obedient? No. It is a glory. It is a glory because you are sharing the Lord himself in his obedience. One of the fathers, and the desert fathers, asked God, I want to see who are the greatest in the kingdom of God on eternal life. It is said that he saw a vision. When he beheld a vision, he found the first group are the group of the those who give thanks to God all their lives. They like the angels. The second group is the group of the obedient, because they crucified their own will and accepted the will of Christ through obedience to others. لما إنسان اشتاق قال له ربي نفسي أشوف مين العظماء في السماء، قال له أول جروب، أول جماعة عظيمة في السماء هم جماعة الشاكرين باستمرار اللي ما يتزمروش أبدا، والجماعة التانية هم جماعة المطيعين اللي صلبوا أهوائهم وإرادتهم لكي يخضعوا لإرادة المسيح خلال إرادة الآخرين. Jesus Christ came to this world to create a personal contact between himself and every believer as his own member of his body. He accepts everyone personally. You feel that as if there is no one in this world except my Lord and me. At the same time, he didn't isolate himself from the community. He worked through the communal life. He has his disciples. They eat together. They ate together. They drank together. They prayed together. They were a community. He used also to participate in the worship of the temple or the synagogue, although he the Lord of Lords. He truly was the example for us to accept the personal God with him and the communal love, and to work together and not in individualism. ربنا حبيبي لما جه ما قالش انا هعيش في البريه زي يوحنا المعمدان وقفل على نفسه وما تعاملش مع حد، ولا اللي عايز يعيش يعيش زي ابدا. جه ونزل في العالم وتعامل مع الستات ومع الرجاله ومع الاطفال ومع الشيوخ، وتعامل مع المؤمنين وغير المؤمنين، وكون مجموعة من التلاميذ وبقيوا أصحاب لي، وكانت حياته فيها حياة شركة لكي يعلمنا مع العلاقة الشخصية اللي تربط بيني وبين ربنا. أيضا هناك علاقة من خلال الشركة ككنيسة مقدسة نتعلم فيها النظام والطاعة. We are in need to practice obedience not only in the church but also at our home in the family relationships, and also at work and with friends. Once a group of the monks went to Saint Pachomius and said to him, "Can you tell us about one of the great visions you had? Behold," he was well known that he beheld many visions, heavenly visions. He said to them, "I will tell you the greatest vision which I had beheld." What do you think? He said, "When I saw a very obedient and humble and modest man, I see Jesus Christ in him. This is the greatest vision which I used to see." لما سأل أنبا بخوميوس مجموعة من الرهبان قالوا له احكي لنا زي ما بنقعد احيانا احكي لنا عن المعجزات شفت ايه؟ قالوا له قل لنا يعني رؤية من الرؤى بتاعتك. هو شاف رؤى كثيرة جدا وفي سيرته مجموعة من الرؤى. قال لهم صدقوني أجمل وأعظم رؤية شفتها في حياتي إن أنا أرى إنسانا هادئا وديعا متضعا مطيعا برى فيه صورة المسيح. أعظم من هذا لا أرى. If you want to see the great vision, look to Christ in the modest and obedient believers. If you want yourself to have or to be as a vision to others, accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and share him his obedience. تحب حبيبي تبقى الامباسدور بتاع ربنا, خليك انسان وديع, خليك انسان مطيع, خليك انسان رقيق في معاملتك. Perhaps you will say, if I will be obedient and very humble, I can't live in this world. Remember, as Saint Augustine says, that our Lord is the Lord of the lambs, not the Lord of the wolves. And he defends the lambs, not the wolves. لما حبيبي تصور فيك حتة الحمية كده وتقول أنا حتاكل, اتذكر إن إلهك اسمه إله الحملان وليس إله الذئاب. الله بتاعنا إله النفوس المطيعة وليس إله النفوس العصية. Our Lord is the Lord of those who are obedient and not those who are disobedient. When we look to Abraham, the father of all the believers, the Lord Jesus Christ called his bosom the paradise, and he said that those who are coming to the kingdom of God, they will be in the bosom of Abraham. What is the virtue of Abraham? It is said that he obeyed through faith. He obeyed God. Even he obeyed his wife, Sarah. His nature was full of obedience. في ناس كده بطبيعتهم يقولوا كلمة حاضر والكلمة الحلوة يكسب اللي حواليه, وفي ناس طبيعتهم يقولوا لا على الفاضي وعلى المليان. مسيحنا عجيب لأنه ما يقولش لا إلا طبعا في المواقف اللي تحتاج لا, لكن غالبا ما يخضع. He subjected himself even the injustice. But at the same time, he was very firm, and he spoke in a good way with the person who slapped him on his face. لما ضرب على خده بكل اتضاع قبل أن يموت من أجل حتى ضاربه لكن في كل شجاعة قال له إن كنت قد فعلت رديا فاشهد على الردي وإن كنت لم أفعل رديا لماذا تلطمني May our Lord Jesus Christ truly grant all of us to have the same spirit of Jesus Christ to be obedient. If you say, okay, but I feel it is impossible for me to obey, what can I do? We are in need the fruits of the Holy Spirit. When you have joy, peace, kindness, goodness, and so on, you will be also obedient. محتاجين لثمر الروح فرح وسلام وصلاح وداع تعفف وطول أنا إلى آخر. We are in need to struggle through our prayers and ask the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. We have to confess that by nature we are disobedient. And through His work we will be obedient because we will receive the work of the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. Obedience is very important not only in the world to come but even in this world. الطاعة أحبائي مهمة مش بس في الحياة الأبدية ولكن أيضا في هذا العالم الحاضر. When you truly obey others joyfully in Christ, what will happen? Two things. One, God will grant you to hear your voice. You will say, oh, you obey others and I obey you, if I can say. This is what happened when God said to Moses, all what you will say, I will do. Marvelous. I expect Moses says to God, what you will say, I will do. But how God the great and the creator of all the universe says to Moses, what you will say, I will do. إذا يقول لموسى كل ما تقوله أنا أفعله أنا تحت أمرك أنت رب ربنا العظيم العجيب اللي مال السماء والأرض ربنا بيغلب من النفس المتضعة يقول كده حولي عني عينيك لأنهما قد غلبتاني If we can say God truly is overcome by our humbleness and obedience When you truly become obedient, He will say to you, what do you want? I will hear your prayers and your supplications. As you hear the voice of others, I will hear your voice. If you want the gates of heaven to be opened to you, You have to obey, but in Jesus Christ, not any obedience. To share the Lord His obedience. Second thing, not only heaven will hear your voice, but also your body will hear the voice of your soul. Sometimes you will say with Saint Paul, what I want to do, I can do. كل ما أريد أن أفعله ما بقدرش أعمله في الرسالة الرومي. مالك يا بولس؟ قال أنا حاسس في قانون، في شريعة أخرى، في ناموس آخر، ناموس الخطية حي جوايا، فمش قادر أعمل اللي أنا عايزه. كل ما عاوز خير ألاقي الشر أمامي. Saint Paul was complaining that there is another law, the law of sin was working in his heart. Every time he wants to do good things, he found himself doing what is evil. He was complaining. He was in need of the Holy Spirit to change his position. When he accepted the work of the Holy Spirit and became obedient, then he started to say, I can do everything in Jesus Christ. His body became obedient to his soul. ازاي تطلب من جسدك انه يبقى مطيع لنفسك وانت مش بتطيع الاخرين؟ تقول نفسي ابقى قديس، عايز جسدك ده يبقى هادي ورقيق ويسمع صوت النفس الداخلية الحاملة المسيح، خليك رقيق مع الآخرين. كل عنف تعمله مع الناس رد الفعل عنف في جسدك ضد النفس بتاعتك. Those who truly upset with others, they truly find even their bodies are upset with their souls. Those who are angry with others, they feel that the body is angry with the inner soul. Those who are disobedient to others, they will find also their bodies are disobedient to their soul. Do you want a kind of harmony between your soul and your body, your mind, your emotions, your senses in Jesus Christ? There is no other way except to interpret or translate faith into obedience. When your faith in Jesus Christ, the obedient one, will be translated practically into obedience, you will have a harmony within your heart, within your mind, within your body, within your senses, within your emotions, and you will be perfect in Jesus Christ. You will have the righteousness of Jesus Christ within you. I hope that my Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us the spirit of obedience in Jesus Christ, so that all of us share Him His glory. Glory be to God. Amen.